How's this come this morning? This morning, actually, let me go back. Rewind to Nazi Germany prior to the Second World War, and the Nazis would paint the word Jude across shop front windows of businesses owned by Jewish people. This was so that Germans could boycott these businesses, part of the heinous anti-Semitic shenanigans that went on up to and including during the Second World War. Suffice it to say that there's now cafe in Warrnambool called Jude, and of course it's got a jolly big Jude painted across the shop front window, which anyway, I'm in there this morning and I'd ordered my coffee and I was sat up in the window behind the word Jude painted up there, and I heard this Vince, she her carer had ordered a coffee for her, and she was just stood there in front of the counter, having, the small matter of the bill had already been settled, and she was just standing there. And then, apropos of nothing, she just sort of blurted out, "I'm having a coffee. It's a cafe, love. We're all here to have a coffee. That's what you do at a cafe." And I just sort of rolled my eyes and kept myself to myself. But I was thinking to myself, oh, she was only two. And I was thinking to myself, oh, don't worry, you're going to do great. You're going to fit in just fine in this neurotypical world. Have thought, speak thought out loud. Don't consider whether anyone needs to hear the thought. Just blurt out any silly old thing that comes into your mind. You'll do fine in this neurotypical world. And here's the kicker. She wasn't having a coffee. She was having a bloody baby chino. Hi, I'm Luke Hand. This is Luke Hand Podcast. And you've heard the one about the podiatrist who wouldn't work on patients with fewer than 10 toes, haven't you? Yeah, he was lactose intolerant. Anyway, they say that there are two different types of people in the world, and people will often say that, and then they'll talk about people who like one thing, who like something, and people that don't like something. So they might say, oh, there's two types of people in the world, people who like trying to think of something that some group won't be offended by. There's two types of people in the world. There's people who like doing their laundry with laundry sheets, and there's people who like doing their laundry with laundry powder. You see how this works. But I think I've come up with a solution because we are so divided at the moment. There's so much division, and I think that's a bad thing. I think it'd be good if we could all just get along a little better. So, for example, so I think what we've got to do is just get rid of some stuff, So get rid of some of these things that we can be so divided about. Fruit toast is a great example. This was what I was thinking of because I thought if I could do one thing with my life, it would be to, I would be happy if I could just knock down one of these barriers. Because if we all knock down one of these little barriers, then we could end up in a place where everybody can get along a little more harmoniously. So my special project, well, I haven't settled on this yet. I might think of something else that I can sort of put my attention to. But anyway, I was thinking of fruit toast. Fruit toast is something that we're quite divided about. There are two types of people in this world: those who love fruit toast and those that can they stand it. I'm in the latter camp. So what I'm thinking is, I got an idea. We get rid of fructose. You give people a warning and you say, listen, after 3 weeks, guess what? There isn't going to be any fructose anymore. We're not going to make fruit toast. And you get rid of it. I would, and here's the great thing. This is what I think, why I think that this is a realistic way of going about world peace. Because that 3 weeks gives people ample time to go out and gorge on it. Go absolutely hog wild on fruit toast and maybe even have too much that you would never even want to have it again anyway, or you will enjoy it all the more because you know that after that 3 weeks, you're never going to get to have it again. So you'll enjoy the fruit toast that you do have all the more in that time before we wipe the slate clean, and that's just off the cards. And I did think of another way that this was a good thing for the fruit toast lovers out there, but obviously for doesn't come to mind right at the moment. But obviously for the fruit toast haters, hello, guilty, that's me. It's a great thing because, you know, I never even want to smell it again, let alone think of having fruit in bread. I don't want it in. I don't want sultanas and that in rice dishes or salads and all that either, but one thing at a time. So, yeah, I can see that that would be great for both sides. For there are very fine people on both sides of this, and I just think it would be great if we could all just get along. And